kiadó Alex Jones hatására kezdett el ezekkel foglalkozni. Abban a pillanatban kiirtotta őt a tudományos élet, és csak ennyi reflexiónak, hogy ha van is egy eredmény, én nem hiszem, hogy akármilyen jól dokumentál, hogy úgynevezett eszlendés folyóirat elfogadná ezt a közlésre, csak azt tudom elképzelni, hogy végig kell vinni egy ilyen dolgot, meg kell csinálni egy prototípust, valahogy gyártásra vinni, és futószalagot gyártani, akkor talán van egy kis esélye, hogy az emberek elviszik azt, amit saját szemükkel látnak. De az, hogy olyan hát folyóirat szerkesztők meggyőzésével lehetne ilyen dolgot publikálni, akik nem látták a kísérletet, akik nem szenvedték végig azokat a csalódásokkal teli éveket, én ezt kizártnak tartom. És erre nincs is példa a tudományban. Az ellenkezőjére nagyon sok példát tudnék mondani, de most nem ez a téma, úgyhogy a létfétféle videókazettát szeretném most megmutatni.
His mistake was to appear to challenge the very foundations of science even Newton himself.
A telescope is a curious device in which conventional physics seems to go out the window. First of all, it's spin up the wheel, and it's then what I call live, as opposed to when it's not spinning, dead. So what I'm going to do is to hang this live weight on, and then as it's rotating, hang on the weight, recesses, it has angular momentum about the vertical, we catch the weight next time round, pop, and the angular momentum just simply disappears, it seems to evaporate. It makes you question the validity of the Newton's third law. Action and reaction are equal and opposite. Now this is another experiment that appears to defy conventional physics. Actually, this is not doing what the physics book says it should, because the mass center is certainly not the center of rotation. And that's not what is supposed to happen.
He only learned afterwards how his audience were taking it all.
There are several things in the lecture that were pure heresy. That is a ridiculous thing to see. To say that an object can rotate in a circle and not produce a full amount of centrifugal force, the man was obviously a lunatic. The second thing was lifting the big wheel. How do you manage to lift a 50-pound wheel with one hand? There is no way I can pick that up with one hand, not up there. I'm not a strong man, I don't need to weight train. But when it's spinning, it's another matter. No, straight on my arm's fault. There must be some trick. It was what people said. Whereas in fact I knew that once you got this thing recessing, it appeared to float. It did appear to lose weight.
And it was this idea that the gyroscope might lose weight that later developed in his last experiment. One that was far too theoretical for his audience and proved his final undoing.
So if the big wheel lost weight, the question is, will the little wheel do the weight when they're turned around and make them recess upwards just like the big wheel? Let's try. Now each time the wheel comes down the wall, you see the knee kick back, it appears to give a lot of weight as does the big wheel.
Lathwaite genuinely thought he was opening up a brand new area of research, and in Britain's most famous name, he would be taken seriously.
This is certainly not exciting. I was simply trying to tell you that, look, here's something fairly unusual that's worth investigating. I hope I've got sufficient reputation in electrical engineering not to be written off as a crank. So when I tell you this, I hope you listen. But if not,
then. Igen, ha ugrálsz a mérlegen, változik a gravitáció.
After the RIS, all L letters, and primarily as a result, first of all, of an article in the New Scientist, which was followed by articles in the Daily Press, the headlines such as and the press is always excited by the possibility of an anti-gravity machine. Because of spaceships and science fiction, the minute you say you can make something rise against gravity, then you've made an anti-gravity machine. And then the floodgates run loose on you, especially from the establishment. You've now brought the science into disrepute, or you're apparently trying to, because you've done something which is against the run of the tide.
Such was the hostility that the Royal Institution, for the only time in its history, didn't publish a discourse. As if they were trying to pretend as though it never given it, it hadn't happened. Even today, 20 years later, none of his eminent colleagues will publicly talk about that evening, or indeed about Lathwaite himself. After the discourse that never was, Lathwaite was back.
Arra most egyáltalán nem volt idő, hogy a mi méréseinkről beszéljünk, sőt, azt hiszem, hogy túléltem az időt, viszont akit nagyon érdekel, az egész előadás után el tudok mondani erről néhány
dolgot,
és ebből a könyvbe, bár nem elég részletesen, és nem az összes mérés természetesen, csak egyetlen egy mérést, de meg lehet találni. Még egy legutolsó dolgot szeretnék említeni. Ugye ez, amit említettem a fontos megmaradási törvényekkel kapcsolatosan, az, hogy csak bizonyos